So welcome, everybody. This is Marilyn O'Malley, and this is Embodying Happiness and Prosperity Radio. And I am a transformational expert, and I am working with entrepreneurs and professionals who are creative and highly sensitive to help them create a harmonious, meaningful, prosperous, and juicy life. And the highly sensitives and the creatives are needed right now in the universe. They're being called forth to come and share their gifts and talents, to make this place a better, a healthier planet, and to help heal humanity. So, and today I want to share with you that we have a special guest that is going to help us, that is already helping us do that, and his name is Torkham Jai, and he is a master sound healer and sonic architect from Los Angeles. He has been facilitating group sound healing experiences since the summer of 2012 and has provided deep meditation and rejuvenation for thousands of people using his unique and powerful modality. His sounds have been experienced at various therapeutic sound spaces at many festivals, including Lightning in a Bottle, Lucidity, Shakti, is it Bhakti Fest? Is that how you say that? Indigo Vortex, and more. Birthed from his studies of music, vibration, energy, and the practice of meditation and martial arts, Torkham has mastered and perfected a system that is known to put people into a very deep states of consciousness with little to no effort. His instrumentation is tuned to the 432 Hertz tuning, which has been known to have profound effects on one's mind and biology. Through the natural movement of these sounds, deep breath is achieved, and the body's own intelligence facilitates an elevated level of healing. And you can find more information if you want to go while we're talking, and if you have any questions, if we have time later, you can call in, or you can be on the board and leave a comment, and I will communicate that to Torkham. So you can find his website at www.torkhamji.com, and he's got some music on there that you can listen. I recommend you listen to them with the headset. He's got his bio on there, he's got a video on there, he's got lots of stuff. You can purchase his CD, his music, and find lots of other things about him. And I want to share before I bring him on to talk why you're actually my first guest on this new radio show. So I've been just doing shows.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, but welcome. But I want to share that I did an event that Torkham was at, and when we laid down and listened to his music, and everybody has a different effect with the music, but I remember, and I read energy and I feel energy, and I could just feel I was really naturally drawn to the energy that of who you are, and was attracted to that energy. And then when the music that you played and where it took me, I was like, excuse me for everybody in the world, holy shit. And I think I said to somebody that this was like being on an acid trip. And you know, long time ago, I did an acid trip, and I did not do many of them. So it was, you know, from a brief experience, but what I meant by that was, like, I lost the sense of my body, and I found the connection to everything, and I felt like I was in the middle of the universe, and everything was me, and I was everything. And You know, I've listened to Torkum's music from off of his computer site, downloaded it, and he sent me some. And you know, I've been playing it and listening to it. And I guess the other thing I like, and I think that's important, and I think there's something different, Torkum, so that if we can talk about this too, I want you to share your story about how you came about this. But I feel like, you know, there's Jonathan Goldman and there's other sound healing that I've heard and I've listened to, but there's something very unique about what you're doing. And I'm feeling like you're more mainstream than, you know, just in the healing world or in the yoga world. I really feel like you can reach a lot of people all across the board, and that, you know, nobody has to do anything. You just have to be around the music and in the sounds. And by doing that, you are just transformed by what's going on. So why don't we first start, Torkum, by welcoming you. And I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you are who you are and that you're following your inner guidance and you're creating this music and wherever it takes you. I really feel like you're a genius in this, and that you know you're only beginning and on your journey, but it's a powerful journey and very healing for a lot of people that are going to come in contact with you, and I love that I can help share that with you, share the world with you. Here are you with the world. So why don't you start, say hi and how you got into this and maybe how your music is different from the other things that are out there, because there is sound healing. I want to say there is, you know, the sound healing with the bowls, there's sound healing with the voice, there's the, you know, tuning forks, etc. And there's the, you know, the, like I said, I know Jonathan Goldman and his work, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, but there's something different with your music. And just jump in. Are you there?
Marilyn, I'm right here. Sorry about that. My phone was on mute. I just want to jump in and first off say thank you so much for having me on your show and giving me an opportunity to come and share, you know, my experiences and all the information that I've kind of been accumulating over the last few years. It's been quite a journey, and I just want to also thank every one of the listeners, my fellow humans, my family, my friends. Each of you are that we share this experience together, and I really am doing this from a place of I've really chosen to dedicate myself on this path, and it's come from a place of humanity. It's come from a place of looking at our current global situation, looking at the developments in science, the technology, and all the ways that we've advanced and developed, and all the ways that also we're still in a primitive state, and we still have so much to be done, you know, in so many different fields. It's really quite an interesting time to be alive. But back to the sounds. And why I got into this, from the earliest years I could remember, I always felt something was different about me. I'm sure you resonate with this, Marilyn, and I'm sure pretty much all of your viewers, listeners, can relate to that feeling of being 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old and looking up at space and thinking, you know, wow, this is an amazing experience we're having here on this planet, and just all the mystery that comes with that. And I never lost that. I never lost that sense of mystery. And as I got older, I started seeing how, you know, the pressure was to get a job and go to school and get a degree. And really there was no emphasis on follow the internal calling and really have that faith to really go with it and to do more than just to accumulate, you know, a car and material possessions for my own life. I really always felt like what I had to do on this planet was something that was of a higher purpose, and I always knew that it would affect many, many people. So that's just kind of the first little introduction of how and why I got into this. Now, where we are today, 2014, these sounds have had tremendous impact on so many people in so many ways. I guess the first person I should talk about is myself. I'm 26 years old, and I look around, and some of my friends, you know, who I grew up with, who they have their 9-to-5, they have their, you know, they go out, they socialize, they party, they drink, they live a normal human, you know, a decent human life, as we know it to be in a metropolitan city or in a modern city. And I can see the effects of the aging. I can see the effects of the stress. I can see their cheekbones and their eyes and the skin and all these different factors. I just pick up on it, and I look at myself in the mirror, and I go, whoa, what's happening here? I feel like I'm not aging in the way that other people in my age group are, and I feel like I'm still like a 22-year-old. I call it crazy, but I feel like this work has affected me on such a deep cellular level, and my organs and my brain and my skin and my hair. I mean, on such a deep level, these sounds have affected me that it carries through to all aspects of my life. It carries through beyond just my physical. It carries through into my meditative practice. It carries through into my business practice. It carries through into my relationships. So just to start off with just with myself, these sounds have affected me and allowed me really to step into that which I already knew was there, but to do it in a way where it was effortless, as you mentioned. So basically, I have designed these sounds with this in mind, this idea that, you know, we have enough to do, we have enough work that requires our attention, that I think our solution right now is the opposite, the inverse. We need to create space for ourselves. We need to get away from our chatter. We need to get away from our relationships. We need to get away from our own minds, even just for a moment. And we're at an age now where putting the phone down isn't enough. Turning the TV off isn't enough. Turning off your Wi-Fi router isn't enough. It's really an era in which what's being called upon us right now as an organism, as a species, is for each and every one of us to kind of crack the egg and have our own personal transcendence and connection with those deeper, ultimate, highest questions and values of why we're here, what we're here to do, what the real purpose is. And I know that you guys listening to my voice right now, I know deep down that you know we're not here to incur debt and live in poverty and watch all of our riches be absorbed by, you know, the ultra elite rich and all the world's resources be just completely controlled and manipulated, and the stock markets and every single thing about our socioeconomic modern situation really, really it makes it very challenging for us to even experience a moment of silence and bliss, because we have so much to deal with. And I really relate and I resonate so much. So I've developed these sounds for many purposes, but for one, to basically solve that problem of allowing anybody at any level to experience advanced level meditation consciousness, advanced levels of transcendence that comes from someone who's been meditating anywhere from 6 months to a year and beyond, even someone who's been meditating for years and years. I've performed these sounds for a Kundalini yoga teacher who has been practicing for 40 years. Gray-haired old man, beautiful soul, very powerful. I was so honored to be at his space and to be at his class. And at the very end, he allowed me to open up my instrumentation and to play some sounds. And after 20 minutes, he was on. We had to ground him because me and my peers, you know, my generation, we all the people around me absorbed it and were still kind of, they were really feeling it, but he was really feeling it because his level of consciousness, his level of work made it so he understood and was able to absorb the sounds even more, even deeply, which made the effect even stronger. So this is something that is just so profound. It's really a gift. It's a gift to all humans. It's a gift to the entire human story.
Can I add something here?
Please do. Please jump in.
So So I've been meditating for many years, so I want to address a couple of things that you did say. So I have been meditating for many years, and what you were talking about, how people have been, you know, like on the treadmill and have got to, I agree with you. I think that what's happening is that there is going to be a shift very soon. People are burning out, can't keep going at the same speed, can't keep doing Facebook and all of the things that they're doing on such a high level anymore, because it's taking away from us turning, paying attention to who we are inwardly. And that's the one thing that I loved about this music that you're creating, these healing sounds, is that I very much work on creating no mind, you know, so that the mind is just very quiet and being in the present moment. You know, I believe people need to start learning how to live in the now. And I think what your music, what I experience, is that the music brings you into the now, because I know that sound is the quickest way to become present. It's the fastest thing, faster than your eyes, faster than taste, any of the other senses. Sound will bring you right into the present moment. If anybody is not present, all you have to do is listen, and that will bring you into that moment. And then when you're listening to your music, brings you into present moment, and then whatever else, the other things that happen, it's like I was noticing that, I was sort of testing yesterday, can my brain be thinking while I'm listening to your music? There was a couple places it could slip in, but on the whole, no.
Right. You know? So it's interesting you say this, because what happens is the thought process and the mechanics behind thoughts actually become a little bit, enhanced. So during this enhancement process of the chattering monkeys, as we call them in the mind, what happens is that thoughts become less and less like a droplet of Chinese water torture that keeps dropping and dropping and dropping, and it turns more into a fluid stream that allows you to move through and move out of and move into. So it's not that we want to completely eradicate and remove thoughts. Now, that may happen as a natural process and byproduct of the experience itself, but the process and the goal isn't to remove all thoughts. It's to learn how to think properly, right? So it's to learn how to allow the thoughts to move in a stream-like manner, so we are still fluid and we're still moving out of that silence into the dynamism. We don't want to be stuck in one or the other. We want to be able to flow between the two, and that is the best way to become present. And the second point is, you're spot on, Marilyn. The reason why this music has such a powerful ability to bring people into that present moment so quickly and so effortlessly is because the sounds are literally being performed and produced live every single time. So these are sounds that are played with, you know, on my own free time, and I experiment. But when it comes down to the session, from the moment that we sit down and we initiate that sacred space to the very end of the ceremony, the entire process involves me fully opening up to the cosmic energies and pretty much losing all control of my faculties and pretty much assigning that over to a higher power, if you will, a higher force that is a million, billion, trillion times infinitely more intelligent than the human capacity will ever be, because it's an unbounded nature. It's the nature from which we come from. So because of that ability, that's not just relative to me. It's relative to every single human being, living thing, creature, and grain of sand on this entire universe. We are able to work with that energy. And when this happens, because the sounds are live and they're not pre-recorded, what's happening is that I'm having an autonomous meridian response mechanism in my body, which is allowing me to experience the energy of the room, the energy of myself, the energy of the person, the people, and that information that comes through my meridian systems. This has taken me. This is the largest part of my work. This has taken me the largest amount of time to really hone in on. It was the ability to really feel and to allow that input and data to come in through my meridian system and to allow me to keep moving through with the sounds in a way that's fully in accordance with that moment. So it's almost mm-hmm. as if you could put an audible sound machine to any moment, how would it sound like? These are the sounds of time. These are the sounds of consciousness. So just the nature of hearing them alone is enough to put you in that live state of constant dynamic movement.
I guess I'm more curious about that. So you really had to open up and trust the source and your expression of your creative energy to flow through you in the moment that you're creating that.
It's the epitome of flow arts and my studies of art. It was really amazing because I got to study ceramics, I studied drawing, I studied painting, very mm-hmm. tactile arts, which I'm very, very fond of. The difference mm-hmm. between take painting. With painting, you're looking at an object or looking at a scenery, and you're painting the different tones, the different shapes. You're drawing shapes. You're painting white here, black there, a little bit grayer shades here, bluer shades. So it's all about tones. It's all about looking and referencing what you're looking at. With hula hooping, when you're hula hooping, you have no reference. When you're hula hooping, you're not looking at some object. You're just hula hooping. You're spinning your body. You're moving something. And the flow arts, as they've come to be called, really, really have that different aspect and the yin to the yang of our creative expression and our potentiality. And this is why art is so important for our youth and for our future, because art can teach us how to move dynamically out of any experience into the next. And that's the number one most important thing for success. And with success, you can't get stuck in your failures. You have to know how to keep moving. So art and flow arts are the way we do this. Now, with that being said, what I'm doing, as far as my years and years of musical composition since the age of 13, everything from guitar to keyboards to synthesizers and music production, a lot of that was based off of making a certain kind of music or a certain style of feeling I was going for. But the second I learned my meditation, my entire life changed and the way I make my music changed. And it changed in the way that I no longer have any type of reference point. I sit down, I close my eyes, and my body, my cells, they have an intelligence that's awoken. And they have information that needs to be shared. And they have information that has to do with, yes, as you said, yes, it is my creative signature, my unique creative signature that is also coming through the sounds. But more importantly, it's my ability to trust these energies that are coming through and to allow them to use me in a way where they can use my full musical brain as well as whatever fractal, mathematical, and kind of useful information that wants to be merged with my brain. And those things become let's call it a soup. And that soup is what enters the body, enters the cells, enters the mind of someone, and it carries a dynamic, powerful information of coding. The coding is completely the inverse and the anti-program for all of our modern-day social programmings. The program that's coming through the sounds, the spirit of the sounds, is one of proportionate, symmetrical sound architecture. It's completely grounded in math. It's grounded in creation. It's grounded in symmetry. It's grounded in beauty. For these reasons, it has profound effects on ourselves and our brain and our entire being.
Torkham, so this is perfect. So can you share a little bit about why 432 versus 440? Person.
Very good. Thank you, Marilyn.
Just to get the basics.
Great question. So, real briefly, basically, there's many conspiracy theories on the internet that one can go and delve into about the origins of the 440 hertz tuning. But I'll just say, I'll leave it at this. We do know that it was made a global standard between the year 1940 and 1950. So in that decade there, a group of individuals decided in the West, in the U.S., decided that the global standard for all pitch, for all musicians, would be 432 hertz A tuning. I'm sorry, 440 hertz A tuning, which basically means that if you have a piano, and the piano has, I don't know, let's say 80 keys on it, somewhere in the middle of that piano is the middle A. So if I hit that middle A, it's going to sound like this. Every time I hit that middle A. So that sound I'm hearing is a vibration. It's entering my ear. And that sound is measured in hertz. Frequency is measured in hertz. So hertz is basically 1 second of time. So if you look at an XY chart, and if you measure sound in 1 second of time, and how many waves, how many kind of peaks and valleys of the vibration are present in 1 second of time, then you get a measurement of hertz. So for that middle A, boom, when you hit that note, as of the 1940s, this cabal, if you will, these Western, some say they're governmental, others say they're ex-Nazis, Joseph Goebbels and the Nazi party was working with the 440 hertz tuning, whatever it may be, no one will ever be able to fully say, oh, this is what it was, because it's such an interesting story that's coming out and emerging now, and it's been so hidden. But what we do know is that 440 hertz, what it means is when you hit that note, that sound is going to vibrate 440 times per second. And why that's interesting, why that's important, is because before that point, there wasn't a global standard. There wasn't a universal pitch in which every musician, every composer, every band was forced to play upon. It's kind of like the education system in the 50s. It's kind of like the healthcare system. It all became standardized. The standardization took place after World War II of the entire planet. The banking system, the education systems, the healthcare, everything, as I mentioned. And a part of that, by extension, was the music, the musical pitch. So if every artist and musician had to play in 440 hertz, then that meant that if I wanted to play in 432 hertz, I would be excluded. I wouldn't have an opportunity because the composer and the symphony would require me to be in alignment with what it is that they have chosen to be their standard. So we're in a very different era now. We're learning that the 432 hertz pitch, which is exactly 8 hertz lower, so let's say we have E as 440, the 432 would sound like E, just a little bit lower in pitch, just a little bit flat. And what that does to the sound, the quality of the sound, is it opens up all of the harmonic overtones that were previously closed off by the 440. The string on a guitar will resonate for a longer period of time with more sustain. The harmonic overtones will sound and will play in a more symmetrical pattern. And the chords will sound richer and brighter. As well as singing with 432 hertz tuned music brings out a natural resonance within the architecture of the larynx and the voice box of an individual, because the 432 hertz pitch, unlike the 440, is numerologically and symbolically completely intertwined and woven with divine mathematical constructs and local planetary objects, sizes, mass, volume, all these different measurements from everything from the sun to the moon to Pluto to Earth to our voice box. These numbers and these patterns, these mandalas, are all sequences that have animated themselves in accordance with each other. So they're all balanced with each other. And because they're balanced with each other, they're creating a celestial symphony. The sun, the moon, the earth, they're all different sizes, and they're creating different sounds, but they're all in the same celestial symphony together because they were created of the same origins in a symbiotic relationship. The 432 pitch music puts the music created by humans back into accordance with the properties of these constructs, with the properties of the sun, with light, with physics, with the harmonic overtone spectrum, with acoustic sciences, with the ways in which we expand, with the way in which we compress, with the way in which light refracts. All of these dynamic aspects of our existence are basically the way in which light, sound, and vibration is interacting with space and time. That is the source of all things. If you can understand music and vibration, you can understand everything. You can understand mathematics, you can understand geometry. Every single thing stems from the initial creative dynamism of sound and vibration, which led to all other things.
Right. Oh, and that's why we're all we're all connected, and so everything's connected. And I think when you start thinking about how we are all connected, and even the words that come out of our mouth, or the tone of our voice, or the wave of our hands, how we are influenced. And as you were talking about sharing how, it's in alignment with the vibration of nature, then I get so I can feel myself almost breathing with the universe, it's like finding myself much more aligned with the universe.
Exactly. Marilyn, I'm sorry, continue. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That's fine.
Well, you had mentioned the acid thing, and it's funny because before I took this phone call with you today, which, by the way, I'm so grateful for doing. I'm having such a great time with you and all the listeners right now. I'm just really getting into this. This is my passion. Before I called you, I was like, should I share my drug experiences, my medicinal experiences? I don't know if I will, but now I will. Now I think I will. You kind of already broke the barrier.
When I was living
in Iowa and I was studying meditation, I came across some of the best mushrooms and LSD that I will ever come across in my entire life. And the group of people I was with and the safe environment of the woods and the meditation and the small community and the health food stores, all of that combined was really the perfect space in which, 22-year-old kids who were young and conscious and wanting to change the world could safely go to the woods and take some mushrooms or take some acid and really, really use it in a way that was in accordance with why those medicines probably even showed up with to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. So unlike, other drug scenes where there's mass amounts of people around you and a lot of kind of chaotic disturbances and sensory experiences, this is quite the opposite. We could use these things to go in deep and to experience such interdimensional places. And in many ways, during a lot of these experiences, I really opened up to some contracts with some, let's call them, vibrational light beings, right, from wherever they exist all around us. And I really, really literally can tell you that I felt their presence come in and to say to me and to show me my whole life and my whole story and that feeling I had as a kid and to bring it full circle and to really express to me that you don't have to worry. We're going to give this to you to share. We're going to show you the makeup of the cosmos and we're going to empower you to share this gift. And you don't have to worry about being misproven or people not believing it or any of these things that would get in the way of me sharing this work. And they said, we fully give you the right to own this and to share this and to fully, fully bring this in. So with those contracts and with those agreements that I wholeheartedly felt and accepted, this is the place in which these sounds ultimately are coming from. It's, as I said, it's such a divine higher energy. And I don't use acid today, and I haven't done mushrooms in a year and a half, although I completely believe in the therapeutic aspects of these things. I'm also in a place now where these sounds are just totally taking me in a place deeper than those substances could, because these sounds come from that experience. And because they come from that experience, it's very much like a son who was raised by his father, who was a carpenter from a very young age. And the son will grow up, and by the time he's his father's age, he has all of those skills that his father taught him, plus his own experiential value. It's very much the same way. Like, these sounds have such an amazing origin and such an amazing manifestation into this present moment that I no longer need to use those substances on any level, whether it's to gain clarity or to get out of myself or to experience altered states or to experience interdimensional light beings to bring forth information. I don't need substances to do that anymore. All I need to do is the same thing that you did yesterday, which is put on your headphones, close your eyes, listen to some sounds, and just to be present with yourself. Just allow yourself to create that space in which any intention you want and any thought or desire that you have or you want to experience can naturally come to you in its own time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is so powerful. I mean, that anybody can do this. So I want to get clear that, you know, anybody can download your music and listen to it, or they can come visit you. Why don't you just, at this moment, we'll take in this time, and if anybody has any questions, hit star 2, and that'll raise your hand, and then I can open it up, and you can ask questions, or if you're on the webcast, go ahead and type in a question. Share with us some more about I lost my thought, but now I got it.
I may be wrong, Marilyn, but I believe you're going to ask me about the where I'm currently working out of and what I'm doing with my space.
Yeah.
Great.
So share that information where people can find you and
wonderful.
Where they can experience you live.
So just to prove to all the listeners that this is the real deal, all of my dreams and intentions that I casted out, you know, even something as silly as like just thinking in your head, you know, oh, I would like to blah, 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 whatever it may be, all of those intentions I had have either come true or are in the process of literally coming true right now. And one of those is my own space. I have a space in Santa Monica now that I've last month was my first month. I'm going to be there for 1 year, I believe. And it's called Continuum Movement, Continuum, Continuum Movement. And it's an amazing, amazing space on the 18th Street Art District in Santa Monica. And I have basically the first and third Sundays of the month available from 6:30 to 12 at night. And I invite anybody who's ever in the area, you can check out my website as well. As we mentioned, I'll mention it again before we hang up. But I will basically be connecting people who sign up either on my email list or email me, however you want to connect with me. I have an email list of that I send out once or twice a month of all my events. And each event is a little bit different. But the upcoming event is August 3rd, Sunday, and this coming up Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30. And it's a really comfortable sound temple space. And basically, we're going to be led through different types of guided meditations with these sounds. We're going to work on the macro level of things and all the way down to the micro level. And we're going to go into any blockages we have. We're going to go into any areas in our body that have pain, any areas of our body that are shut off. And we're going to basically use the sounds to fully suspend all of our cells and to suspend them in a way where stress is alleviated, and then to bring everything back in kind of like a puzzle where it all fits. And it's a two-hour process. It's a real alchemical transformation. And I have people tell me they feel the effects for 3 to 5 days. You can feel it, but they can experience the effects for up to a month, you know, the way that they think and the way that thoughts manifest even quicker because you're in such a vibratory state. So really my purpose with this space I have is to serve as a foundation and to build my practice. So I'm very much in the infancy of my practice, and I have many years ahead of me. So to have this space, I'm so grateful. I'm so fortunate to have such a safe and comfortable space to share my work.
Mm-hmm. Torkum, is that 7:30 in the morning or p.m.?
It's 7:30 p.m. It's first and third Sundays in the evenings. So any time between like 6:30 and 11 p.m.
Okay. Hey. Hello?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I thought I heard a woman's voice.
Oh no, that's interesting. No, that wasn't here
I
me.
know. Okay, we're getting messages now.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, okay, so that's great. First and third Sundays, and you can be there from 6:30 to 11:30, but you are doing a 2-hour meditation or process, healing process between 7:30 and 9:30 p.m.
7:30 and 9:30 p.m. on August 3rd, this upcoming Sunday, and it's comprised of three portions. The first portion is a group vocal toning exercise in which, together as a group, we will use our own voice to come together and to vibrate our organs, our blood, our bones, our body, which is a very powerful practice I've been putting together. And then that's going to shift into a 20-minute seated meditation, and that's going to shift into a 45-minute lying down sound healing immersion. So it's really, really an expansive experience. It's designed to really take you there and to really fully, fully embody the practice.
And we're and I can just like feel that like that is such a juicy experience. So I'm definitely gonna get you to get you up here in Santa Barbara and have a do a couple things up here.
I would love to.
And then if people are interested in having you come to where they are, that they can also reach you on your site on the contact information and share what they, you know, if they'd like you to come out and do a week or
Exactly. I'm very
whatever.
friendly. I promise I don't bite. I'm very friendly. Add me on Facebook. Send me an email. I'm all over the social network, TORKOMJI. So find me, connect with me, and anytime that you want to include me at a baby shower, bar mitzvah, funeral, whatever it may be, the idea is that we're shifting into a new space of being as a consciousness. So anything from like celebrations, like weddings and gatherings of people, we don't need to have, you know, Britney Spears on or these pop bands. That's cool for its time and place, but for certain individuals who are looking to enhance their group experiences, I would love to come and share and set up and provide basically the vehicle and the technology in which anybody, any way, anyhow can experience very powerful and deep meditative experiences that could affect someone for their entire life. I mean, even one experience is enough to permanently and drastically shift the way in which someone thinks about their world. And that in itself is so powerful because, I mean, how hard is it? I mean, the access of experiencing that is really a challenge for most people. I mean, think about the access. You have to either get a yoga membership or learn how to meditate silently for weeks before you experience finer states, or really, really, really wants to go for it. But what I'm offering is the ability for anyone, anyhow, anytime to experience the same, if not deeper experience off of the value of what it is that's been brought forth. And that's why I've brought this forth. That's my sole purpose is to create this, to make it more accessible. And I just want to make a point, Marilyn. This is not the McDonald'sification of spirituality or meditation. I'm not making a drive-through fast food Western American way of transcending. That's not at all what this is. In fact, it's the opposite. This is the most traditional and ancient form of experiencing and connecting with deep states of consciousness, and this is very much rooted to the origins of our creation.
Torkum, oh God, I so appreciate you, and I appreciate your passion and what you're doing. And listeners, as you're listening to him, I want you to feel in your body. You know, as I know, as you know, a lot of my listeners are highly sensitive and empaths and healers. Let yourself feel, because Torkum, as you've been talking over the course, there's different periods. Like I just want to cry. You know, I'm so moved. I can feel, and it's. You know, crying for different reasons is just the release of energy, but it's a joy. Like, you know, part of me is going, yes, and another part is like, oh, thank God, and, you know, and through this experience. And I just want my listeners to, like, pay attention to just even, and oh, sound healing, that as Torkum, because Torkum's been working with the music and the voice and all the other stuff, that even as he talks to us, his voice is healing. And so there's this, all these layers, and as you listen to the work and you listen to this music and you do your own healing, what starts to transpire in you, in because everything's energy, that as you heal different aspects, your voice, your tone, everything, what you start to put out in the world will be much more of a healing energy than a fight, flight, or freeze type of energy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep, you very much nailed it. I've had vocal coaches tell me that my voice is a very powerful voice, and that they get a lot of information from my voice. And I have to thank my father. My father's a vocalist, so
yeah.
I always had him as an influence, always singing Scorpion songs, very high-pitched falsettos all my life. So he really was someone who influenced me musically. But the signature makeup of my voice is also a gift and is interwoven with me as a being and my decision to come here on this planet in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because every one of you has a unique aspect in why you're here and a purpose and a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And your voice is the way in which you can actually understand that. Now, I know that sounds weird, but we've never thought of it this way. Think of your partner or the person you're dating. When they speak, how does it make you feel? Or when you get into an argument and the tone changes, how does that tone make you feel? Everything is about tonality. So
so
my voice, and you're very much correct, Marilyn, my voice is giving you words and ideas, but it's also embedded with the esoteric and unseeable and untangible vibrational makeup of my experiences and my consciousness. And that is something that transcends the thinking mind, and that's something that I challenge every one of your listeners to start to really get intimate with, is their own voice, and start with any practice. Start with sounds like hoo-ga, 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 and then go and it go like any kind of just random sounds, like a siren. All of that stuff is good because it breaks the calcified and closed nodes that are in the throat, which are usually closed off for most people. So when we open our throat and our voice box, we can create and manifest anything we want into existence. It's the single most important, I think, chakra for creative energy, creative impulse, and creative dynamism, is the ability to speak into existence. So important. I can't stress it enough. So this is another aspect of what I incorporate in my work, is an entire plethora of vocal training techniques to empower people and to also empower relationships, business, manifestations, all aspects of life.
Mm. So that's a good thing for people to know. They can come to you for training.
They can come to me for training on all aspects of their life, whatever it is that they're needing. These sounds are multi-use. And also they're custom tailored for the individual. It's not just one universal sound for all purposes. It's very much something that's in accordance with what that person requires, or looking at their progression and really applying and diagnosing the appropriate sounds and modalities for that unique individual in that case.
Also, I would say, too, to trust the sound. I know, like, when I've had health issues, or sometimes when I've got something going on, I'll naturally feel like I want to make a sound. You know, it's just like something wants to come out because, there aren't words for it or whatever, and I'll just start making. I intuitively did this without knowing what sound healing was or anything like that, and I would just start to make these sounds, and it tended to calm me down, and just whatever it did at the time, it was healing to me.
Wayne Perry in his book says that we don't make incorrect sounds. When you get hit by someone in a shopping cart at a market, you don't say beep, you say ouch, because the sound ouch deals with that sound. It deals with the force of what's being inflicted upon you. And when you say ow, you kind of move the sound. And when you say ouch, you move it out of you. Whereas you know, how often do you get hit by something and then you say like beep or some other awkward sound? You don't. So there is very much a way in which our body and our cells, they know the types of sounds they want to use, and the impulse that you connected into and the sounds that you made are connected to that. It's very much an intelligence. So it's not wrong. It's very much accurate and very much true.
Right. So people trust your instincts, trust what wants to, you know, come out and be expressed there.
Right.
So we've got about 10 more minutes left. What are we missing here? Is there anything like, so I know on my question, I think we covered the big why you're doing this, because I think that's really important for people to understand and can feel, and they can just feel it through your voice. It's almost like we don't need to know, we can feel your passion. But I think that you're to sort of recap, if there's anything that you missed on, that is because, you know, you are here to help transform humanity.
I just want to say these few things, Marilyn.
Yeah.
I want to empower every person listening right now. Completely forget about what we're even talking about in this phone call. Forget about the sound healing. Forget about everything. I want to empower you to acknowledge and to reclaim the fact that you are a starseed. You are a divine creation of explosions of matter and carbon molecules that have coalesced and allowed for the electrical force, the electrical dynamic creative force to come and manifest into physicality and to experience this unique and amazing opportunity. And we don't know what happens after we die. We don't know if there's a heaven. We don't know if there's a hell. We don't know if UFOs will rescue us. We don't know any of it. We just fully know that we're here in this moment. And with that knowledge and with that understanding, I want to empower every one of you to completely know that you are loved and you are fully trusted and in faith and in integrity and in honor are looked after by not just your friends and your family and loved ones, even if they don't show it to you, but by forces of nature that are so beyond anything you can ever see with your own eyes. And that this is the whole flip we have to make, is don't see it to believe it to see it. Really make that leap of faith. Really trust. And if you feel the power of my passion, as Marilyn is pointing out, if you feel in me this quality that sometimes we can't even see it in ourselves, then follow what I have done, which is fully believed and opened up and really connected with my internal intelligence and said and communicated with it and said, thank you, I love you, I am open, I'm here to work with you, I'm here to work for you, I'm here to express my intimate, my eternal, fullest self, uninhibited, for all to love and enjoy and to grow with me and grow together. And that's why we're here, people. We're here to love each other and to share our gifts and to grow and to expand. And I believe, to also bring that full circle, I think what we're not here to do is to separate ourselves and to judge each other and to accumulate material possessions and to take lands and to kill people and whatever it is that's happening on this planet that we have to live with and we have to watch. We can change that. We can change all of that. We can change our relationships. We can change our governments. And the way we do it is by going within, by meditating, by connecting. Because when you come out of that state, all of the energy that went into that silence is going to come out of you, is going to work out of you without your mind even having to think. It's going to just be there. And this is really the whole point, and this is the lesson of my work, is I'm here to empower in a way that's natural and effortless. And it doesn't involve you having to work, because you have enough work to do already. So get on the work. Keep doing the work. You're doing great. And enjoy the play. And don't forget to take time for yourself and have that restful, effortless space, because that is the way in which we're going to really get a lot of answers that we need to move forward and to move and continue to expand and evolve.
Yeah, everybody feel that. And I think they just want to add to that, you know, you said it, but I want to recap it, that in that space of rest and in that space of tuning in and connecting to your inner guidance and connection to source, or God, or the quantum field, whatever you want to call it, is where you will be guided to express what is wanting to be created through you. And then you will take action and do your work following that. When you follow that, that is you're in the flow. And you're it's not like work, because you're really like Torquem, passionate about what you're doing, and it's just a love, and you're expressing it and flowing through it, even though, you know, it requires you to grow and stretch and get uncomfortable and do things that you feel uncomfortable doing, but because it's you, and your spirit expressing, it's like the bigger picture. You can hear in Torquem, he's such a great model and example. The bigger picture is more important than your human fears, right?
I got sick and tired of watching my own life and my own insecurities in life bring me down and make me think I wasn't good enough. I got sick and tired of thinking I was destined for a certain type of life, and that I had no control, and I wasn't going to have enough money in life, and I wasn't going to be able to pay off my loans, and I wasn't going to be able to find love, and I wasn't going to, and all of these things that I realized, holy crap, that's not just me. I realize it's every single human being, whether you're Puff Daddy, Bill Clinton, anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to experience those human thoughts. And the difference between, let's say, like Will Smith and some of the people who are listening who are still experiencing those insecure thoughts, I do too. The difference is that Will Smith has a bunch of money and awards and things to back up the idea that, yeah, he's the shit, he's made it, right? We don't have that as much. So the way we have to understand that in ourselves is to acknowledge that it's there. You just need an excuse to make you think it's there. And that's the problem, is we are waiting for excuses. I got sick of waiting for excuses, and I got sick of waiting for permission. Take the permission. No one's going to give it to you. Take it. It's yours.
Right.
You have to take it. You have to stand up. You have to really reclaim that. And I want to empower all of you. I mean, I'm doing it. It's happening to me. Marilyn's doing it. It's happening to her. We came together off of this just off chance of meeting each other and sharing. And now the message is getting out to more people. So this is how we create. This is how creation is happening. It's happening right now.
Right. And that's the thing, too. It's like people are coming together. Like, you're creating these your group. It's people coming together, and even that they're healing together, they're creating together, you're not separate from, and I think that's the other thing, that your music and everything reminds us that we are not alone. We are part of a big, big picture of part of everything.
And I just want to see us all work together. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, and that is, and in that is our power, and we are responsible for choosing the things in our life and the directions we go, and not and how we use that, how we harness that, how we treat ourselves, how we love ourselves, and how we. We're responsible for the planet and what we create through our actions, through our words, through our energy, like what you're doing. You're taking responsibility.
Thank you. I'm so honored. I'm so honored to just to be here with you and to share this with all the listeners. I just want to thank everyone, and thank all those who have come before us, who've kind of paved the way for us to be here in this experience now.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Our time is up, and please go visit Torquem's website and get in contact with him, and go down and experience him in Santa Monica. And again, his website is www.torquemji.com. And Torquem, I look forward to having you on again, doing more work with you, and helping to empower people to really step into what they're here to create, and loving themselves even more.
Beautiful,
easily.
Beautiful. Anytime, just let me know, Marilyn. I would be more than honored. And I thank you once again. God bless.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.